Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Many of our songbirds have departed for the tropics to spend their winter. I confess that some days I envy them their choice. Like you and I, though, many birds remain behind. They will fluff their feathers to tough out the cold, spending these short days in a perpetual hunt for food to keep them warm. You can help their hungry quest. Remember the movie Mary Poppins and the scene where the lady sings Feed the Birds? She was feeding city pigeons, but you can feed our diverse songbirds using a convenient bird feeder. For loose seed, I use a hopper feeder. The hopper resembles a tiny roofed house which is filled with seed that is dispensed from a trough at its base. To exclude squirrels, we have a metal squirrel-proof feeder. But you could put a baffle on the feeder's supporting pole. Another common style of feeder is a broad tray. It will need a roof and drain holes to keep the seed dry and free of mold. Our feeder is above a stone walkway for birds like juncos that prefer seeds spilled on the ground. A ring of upturned tomato cages around this area excludes cats, and the season's discarded Christmas tree will provide cover for the birds. The best seed to offer is black whale sunflower seed, which is rich in fats and proteins with a thin shell. Our diners include chickadees, finches, sparrows, nuthatches, and woodpeckers. If you buy seed mixes, juncos and sparrows will take white millet, but Milo, or so-called red millet, is a filler. Doves and jays like cracked corn. Goldfinches and pine siskins flock to Niger thistle seed dispensed from a fine mesh sock, which you can buy with the seed. Woodpeckers and nuthatches appreciate a suet feeder, too. It is a wire mesh cage containing a block of seed-filled suet, which is available where birdseed is sold. Expect magpies to hammer chunks off the suet block occasionally. Our dog knows all about it. Nothing quite cheers a wintry day for me like colorful songbirds noisily bustling at our feeders. If you do put up feeders, consider participating in Project Feeder Watch. You can find details on our website, Wild About Utah. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.